Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. In some ways, it's hard for me to keep track of the days. They kind of all have been blurring together, but it is Monday. And the sun is up here in northern Indiana. A cool start to the day, but looks to be a beautiful day out to enjoy God's presence and to encourage one another. This morning, as I continue through the In Christ Alone devotional journal, today's topic is In Christ, I Have Every Spiritual Blessing. In Christ, I have every spiritual blessing. It's a powerful statement. I don't know that it's one that I really think a lot about on a day-to-day basis. If I would ask any person and ask you to define blessing, What is it? And not so much a definition as what things, events, people, what does it take for you to consider something to be a blessing in your life? Now, the text that I used in this devotional says that in Christ, you have received in the heavenly realms every spiritual blessing. Okay, well, that kind of redefines things a bit, perhaps. If these are blessings that I have received in the heavenly realms, it may not always look like a bigger bank account. It may not always look like prime cuts of meat in the refrigerator ready to put on the grill. It may not always look like the things that I think I need and want. You see, God has promised us in Christ every spiritual blessing. Well, what is it that comes from God's Spirit? When we read the Beatitudes, where Jesus says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed." I've been told that that word "blessed" can be translated or can literally mean "how very happy." And when we think of being blessed, when we think of having every blessing, we often think about what is it that would make me very happy. And our mind typically begins adding up stuff that we think would make us very happy. And it would, temporarily at least. But when we shift that to every spiritual blessing, then we really need to stop and think, what is it that comes from God's Spirit? Well, good news. The Bible tells us. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And you may hear that and say, well, that's not the blessings I want. Why not? God says He has given you every spiritual blessing. And then He says, what the Spirit produces. I'm not saying that's a comprehensive list of the spiritual blessings that God has put in our life, but it's a pretty good place to start. I think He also spiritually blesses us with discernment, with wisdom, with knowledge. We're praying this week, if you're following along in the prayer guide that I've published, about living with discernment. And today is discernment to understand God's commands. That if we are God's servant, then it might do us well to understand what it is He wants. And to be able to discern in the midst of a very confusing and chaotic world how to live as one who has every spiritual blessing. Also as one who is called to share those spiritual blessings with others. You see, today we have opportunities. We have opportunities with people we'll interact with. And I know with COVID-19, the level of interactions are somewhat limited. I spent a good part of yesterday repairing a water leak and required removing a toilet and all kinds of fun, messy stuff. And it also required a trip to get parts. And this particular store requires masks of everyone. And it's a different world shopping today, particularly when, and I've been in other stores where some wear masks and some don't, and it's still a different world there. And whether people are smiling or not, you can't really tell. I don't really see it in their eyes all that much. But I also could say I'm not really looking in their eyes all that much. But it's quiet. And yet we still have opportunities in the midst of those type of settings to interact with people. And are we being respectful? Are we being kind? Are we sharing peace? Or are our interactions all about what we want? You may interact with people today in public, whether it's at a store, but maybe it's your workplace. Maybe you'll go out for a walk before it gets too hot later today, or if it cools down in the evening, and you'll have opportunity perhaps to cross paths with people. So, since you're watching this online or listening to it in an iTunes podcast, you'll probably have opportunity to interact with people on social media. And does your interaction with others show that you have received in Christ every spiritual blessing? Does it show the fruit of God's Spirit? Those blessings that ought to make you very happy, because they represent not only the goodness of God, but they represent an indwelling of His presence within you. You see, we have opportunities, even in the midst of a chaotic, confusing world that's trying to deal with COVID-19, trying to deal with social unrest, trying to figure out how do we treat one another as we ought to. God's already told us that. To consider others better than yourself. Okay, did you hear any qualifications in that? I didn't. Consider others who look differently than you better than yourself. Consider others who act differently better than yourselves. Consider others who have more than you better than yourselves. Consider others who have less than you better than yourselves. Consider others who are like you better than yourselves. You see, God didn't put us in the midst of these chaotic and confusing times with no instruction. Part of the reason we live in such confusing and chaotic times is we haven't been all that good at following His instructions. And so living in Christ with every spiritual blessing means that I have something to share. I have a new way of treating people. I have a way of treating others that's different from what the world has taught us. It's even different than what the world is demanding. And it would change. Jesus called 12 disciples to Himself. He ended up drawing many more disciples. As He taught and preached and teached, taught and spent time with people, those who would follow Him would increase in numbers and then they would decrease. But those who remained faithful, led by the apostles, were given credit by the leaders of the world for turning the world upside down. Not with an uprising, not with chariots and swords and horses, not with protest even. But with a new way of living. With Christ at the center of everything they said and did. Today as we pray, I would encourage you to spend time praying about those spiritual blessings. Start with the fruit of the Spirit. And as you spend time with God, listen to how He's blessed you beyond even those characteristics that we describe in the fruit of the Spirit. And as you acknowledge the spiritual blessings that God has given you in the heavenly realms, spend time in prayer and God's Word listening for how He would have you apply it to your interactions with others. Would you spend some time praying with me this morning? Father, thank You that You have indeed blessed us beyond measure. That regardless of how the world defines blessing and how it would evaluate our level of blessing, You have given us more than all the abundance of this world could offer. Father, as we consider the spiritual blessings in the heavenly realm that are ours because of being in Christ, may we be mindful of how we live them out. In a confusing and chaotic time where people are demanding change, help us to live as those who know the change that is needed. And not simply those that demand others change, but to those that would change ourselves from the inside out by the power of your Spirit dwelling within us. Father, I continue to pray that this virus would be gone. The virus of COVID-19, the virus of hatred, the virus of destruction. And I pray that the virus of apathy would be removed from your children. That you would set a guard on our lips and on our fingertips as we communicate with others. That only the things that represent the spiritual blessings that are ours and available to all would be what is heard and seen from us. Father, I pray today that you would give us that spirit of discernment to not only discern right from wrong and good from evil, but to apply that discernment in what we do. God, may these spiritual blessings that you've poured into our life be expressed as we consider each person that we interact with as being better than ourselves. That we look beyond the differences. Not necessarily erasing them or pretending they don't exist, but not using them as dividing lines. But they would value each person as a person created in your image. God, I pray for those who are struggling, those who are involved in these continued outbreaks of COVID-19, and I pray that you would bring peace and healing and strength, not just to their physical body, but to their mind and their spirit. Father, I pray that each one of us would be mindful of one another. That we would not use our freedoms to serve ourselves, but to serve others. And in doing so, represent Jesus well. God, I pray that our life would shine forth with these spiritual blessings in such a way that Jesus is lifted up, that He is seen and heard. Father, may we be more diligent about spending time with you. And in the weariness of life, may we learn from the example of Jesus, who would often withdraw to lonely places just to spend time with you. So, Father, help us to recognize in our life our limitations and our need to not only be involved in life and in loving and serving others, but to be involved in those times of quietness, of resting in your word and your presence, of listening, of being refreshed and renewed. So that we may continue to represent Jesus in the very best way possible. So, Father, today I pray that each word we speak, each word we type out or send via text or social media posting or message, would be filled with an awareness of the spiritual blessings that are ours in Christ. And because of that awareness, that they would be words that encourage and build up. Yes, at times words that convict. We need that in order to encourage, to be encouraged and to be built up. But always words that are shared in love. According to the needs of those who would hear, those who would read. Father, may we be very mindful today of how we lift up Jesus, that He would indeed draw many to Himself because of our example. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me, and may God richly bless you today, that you may be a blessing to others. Have a great day.